Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. And if you're like me, you've been wondering a little bit about how the new tax changes are going to affect you. And our guest today is going to help you figure that out. Mary Melamum of Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals back with us. She and her husband, David, have been operating in the tax business for more than 30 years. And she's been a regular guest on the program for a long time. And she always has just really good information to share. And so we'll be visiting with her. But I want to talk to Chris Molinas first from Wisconsin Public Radio. Chris, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Larry. Thanks for having me here today.
Yeah, he's here because we're in our year-end membership drive, and this is your chance to support the programs you count on every day on the Ideas Network, programs that keep you in touch, informed, and interested. And your gift right now, really important. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. It's so important as we end this year and look forward to 2019. How are we doing so far?
Drive is off to a good start, Larry. We heard from 9 new and returning members last hour. Thank you so much for those pledges. But this is when we kick it into overdrive right now, because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect up to $3,500. What a great time
That's
to make
perfect.
Your pledge to WPR. This generous match is from 9XM Leadership Circle members, including a listener from Burnett, Dale and Winnie Hutchins of DePeer, and Drs. Jennifer and Benjamin Frank from Nina. This means that all of them are going to match every single dollar that you give.
And it's their way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So right now, you can double your support for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Your tax dollars, federal and state, do support Wisconsin Public Radio. They each make up a percentage of the funding for WPR programs, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Volunteer listener support is actually the biggest percentage of support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. So you do make a difference. You make the difference. You make the quality, the variety, the independence of programs on WPR possible. And because WPR matters to you, make a personal contribution to pay for the programs you listen to. How do you do it? You just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And we are entering the giving season here. The holidays are just around the corner, and this holiday season, give something a little extra when you support WPR. Your donation makes the programs you love possible. And you can ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
I really like this opportunity. These thank you gifts provide meals to those who face hunger in your area through regional food banks. So you can do two good things with your gift to WPR at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
During this membership drive, we'd like to say thanks for your support in a very special way. When you pledge $10 or $20 a month to support WPR, you can choose a thank you gift that will provide meals to a Wisconsin food bank in your area. Let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio, and do two good things with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Please do make your pledge. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Chris Molina asking for your support during this year-end membership drive because, well, it's what makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift, maybe it's 10 or 20 bucks a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
You listen to Wisconsin Public Radio because you can count on unbiased reporting, interesting discussions, great music, and solid information about finances. We're going to have some tax talk here in just a few minutes. And here's a great financial decision you can make right now, a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. All of this information is possible because of you, and you probably agree that Wisconsin is a better place because we all have access to high-quality news and entertainment programming.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is in effect. You know, Chris, we are sitting here. We had a goal of 30 and of callers, and we still have 30 to go.
Well, it begins with you. I mean, right now, if you're sitting out there thinking, I don't know when is a good time to support the membership drive, this is a great time to do it. Show your support for the Larry Mueller Show and for all the great programming that you hear all year long on Wisconsin Public Radio. It starts with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustainer, you can become one right now. If you're not, as a matter of fact, it's easy to set up convenient ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Malachi in Baraboo, who says, I value WPR's objective reporting and wide selection of brilliant programs. Thanks. Well, Malachi, thanks to you. And Larry, someone thinks you're brilliant out there. He said brilliant programming. What do you think about that?
I think he's a smart guy. I think he's a very smart person out there, although he might be mistaken on that one point. Listen, your gift is very powerful. It really makes a difference. So please do me a good favor right now and go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution while you listen to Mary Mellum joining us now from Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. As I mentioned, she and her husband David have been in the tax business 30 years, more than 30 actually, serving individuals. They consult to tax professionals. They teach tax seminars around the country. You may be confused about the new tax regulations. Maybe you have questions about what you need to do before the year ends. Join the conversation. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Mary Mellum with us by phone. Mary, thanks once again for taking time to be with us today. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
Well,
nice to be here.
Well, let's talk about donations to charitable organizations just to start right out. Besides helping charitable organizations, giving donations can also help when it comes to taxes. And maybe talk about donations and how they can help lower the amount that you owe and how that's a little different now this year.
Well, that's, as I was listening to you earlier, I was thinking that's a very good thing to talk about. Let me just start with the charitable contribution law changes. For this year, for someone who is extremely giving, there has been a lock on how much they could give in any one year, and they were not able to contribute more than 50% of their income to charity. The rest of, if they were that giving to give more than 50% of their income, there was a carryover for 5 years. This year, that 50% has increased to 60%. The carryover still exists for 5 years, but it enables someone who is on the very generous side to take advantage of even more of a deduction this year than they did in the past. Now, the charities obviously are supported by this. One of the downsides this year, a lot of people know that the standard deduction has increased. For a married couple, it goes up to $24,000 as a general rule. And that means that some people who in the past did not, could itemize, may not be able to itemize. But there is even another rule that they need to take advantage of before the end of the year that could maybe allow them to have their cake and eat it too. And this is directed at people who are age 70 and a half or older. At that age, for people who have IRA accounts, they're required to start taking distributions from IRAs. But there is a special tax law that allows people who are that age to take money out of their IRA. More specifically, it's called a direct transfer, and send that to the charity. And that income will not be taxable to them. They won't get a deduction, but what it does is lower their AGI for computation of other things like Social Security taxability. The catch with a qualified charitable deduction is that they have to do this by the end of the year. And so they would go to their financial institution and say, I want to take money out of my IRA, and I want you to send it to Wisconsin Public Radio. And they will still get a 1099, and the professional will know what to do with it, or they, if they do their own, should know what to do with it, but it will not come in as taxable income. And so they can take the full standard deduction and still give to charity.
That is a big deal for a lot of people. That could save a lot of money.
Yes, it can. It's a way to have your cake and eat it too.
Yeah. There's another, if you're not 70 and a half, there's that strategy called bunching.
Yes. And that will be even more important now with the higher numbers.
So if you're, let's say you're donating to a church every year, you could double your donation 1 year and then not give the next year and then take the standard deduction, as an example.
That is exactly correct. Now, again, this year there is another tax law change that is going to cause some people not to be able to itemize, or in order to itemize, to direct their itemized deductions into different places. And what I'm talking about is the cap on tax deduction. Basically, in the area of state taxes and property taxes, there is a maximum deduction of $10,000. And so for some people who are higher wage earners, that may mean that they don't get to deduct all of what they did in the past. And so it becomes even more important to do the bunching that you mentioned so that they do get over that $12,000 for single person or $24,000 for a married couple.
Jill was telling me about what they called a donor-advised funds that lets you make a charitable contribution, and then you get an immediate tax break, but then you can dole that out over time?
Yes. The donor-advised funds, they are like a holding company, kind of. They hold on to your money. You give it to the donor-advised funds. You never get it back, but at some point in the future, you direct them to where that money needs to go. And so that is an opportunity. Tax law-wise, I would kind of watch that one a little bit. IRS is not particularly happy with that, maybe because of the timing difference. And so they are allowed, but there are some rules that IRS does not always allow those to be used. So check into it, you know, before you jump in, you know, both feet in. So
Yeah. It
is an opportunity, but there are a few glitches to it.
Yeah, this whole area, I saw there's a congressional report out that estimating 18 million households will itemize deductions this year, and that's down from 46.5 million the previous year.
Yes, it is. But keep in mind, there is kind of an offset to that. It sounds wonderful if you were having itemized deductions of $15,000 last year as a married couple, and this year you're going to get $24,000. You know, that's $9,000 more. But at the same time, the tax law has taken away personal exemptions.
Yeah.
So you get nine more and you lose eight rounded numbers. So this is a time to be even more generous or even more watchful of your itemized deductions so that you can capitalize on them in any given year.
Talking today with Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay, Wisconsin. You can certainly join in with your questions at 1-800-642-1234. Looking forward to hearing your questions. Email us at ideas@wpr.org as well. And by the way, if you'd like a donation, this would be a great time to make it to Wisconsin Public Radio. We're in our listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio Drive. Larry Mueller here with Chris Molina. This is the year-end membership drive. If you put off donating to WPR in 2018, now's your time to take some action. And if you have given this year or you're a sustainer who makes ongoing monthly gifts, this is a good time to make a special year-end gift as well. Actually, I've donated earlier in the year, and I'm putting in another donation here to Wisconsin Public Radio at the end of the year. It just takes a couple of minutes. WPR.org or go to 888-202-2552. And Chris, do we still have that dollar for dollar match?
We do. I'm glad you asked, Larry, because that dollar for dollar match is in effect up to $3,500. This is because of some generous 9XM Leadership Circle members, including a listener from Burnett, Dale and Winnie Hutchins of DePere, and Drs. Jennifer and Benjamin Frank from Nina. We've already got one pledge in the door, but there is plenty of time for you to get your pledge in and get your pledge doubled because of this generous dollar for dollar match. So here's a little math. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. A gift of $100 turns into $200, and so on and so on and so on. So it is a great time to make your year-end gift to Wisconsin Public Radio because your support is going to go twice as far. So take advantage of this match and double your support for great WPR programs by giving right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you were thinking of contributing $1,000, you could double that to
$2,000.
That'd be a lot to celebrate. We have so much to celebrate today. WPR, we have great listeners. We have great programs. 2018 has been a great year on the radio for me personally. I think for everybody here and hopefully for listeners as well. Join in the celebration with us. Support the programs you count on every day and make this year-end membership drive a big success. You do that by going to WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552.
WPR has been around for a long, long time, and that's due to your support. And a big part of that is our sustaining members. These are people who give an amount, say $10 or $15 a month, that automatically comes out of a bank account or a credit card. These are ongoing monthly gifts, and they will continue and continue until these donors ask us to make a change. And it's the easiest way, really, to support Wisconsin Public Radio.
And it means we can depend on you the way you depend on us, day in, day out, year in and year out. You're still in control. You can change your giving at any time. So become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I spent money at a silent auction thinking I wouldn't win, and I did, and I won art that was honestly a little creepy.
1976 MGB that hasn't run in 20 years. I regret it, and I see it every day in my garage, and I regret it even more.
From creepy art to lemon cars, we've all made questionable decisions about how we spend our money. So it might be time to make a few smart ones. You can start by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Makes sense to me. Go ahead, go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller with Chris Molina. Raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And I don't care if your pledge is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
It's true, and that's the beauty of this model that we have here. We don't ask you to make a pledge of a certain amount. We can only suggest that you do what works for you. You don't have to give, but it works best when you do. So as a donor, you really get to decide how much you give, and maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That may be what you spend every month on going out for dinner, maybe doing things with friends. Those are things certainly you want to do and you enjoy. They make life better, for sure. Just like listening to WPR makes life better. The important thing is that you decide the amount right for you and then make your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, we've got that dollar-for-dollar match still in effect right now. This is going to go up to $3,500. We've already raised about $500, so we've got about $3,000 left on the table. And we can only take advantage of this with your pledge. So get your pledge doubled right now. Make that pledge. $5 turns into $10. A gift of $10 turns into $20, and so on and so on and so on. We've got another 35 minutes in this hour, and we need to hear from you to meet this match. Give now, and your support will go twice as far. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You may be a sustaining member, and in that case, you're making monthly gifts. Thank you so much for that. And maybe today is the day you increase your support of WPR. Maybe add $5 or $10 a month, or whatever amount you choose, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Your pledge right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Taking a look at your taxes right now, we've zeroed in a little bit on charitable gift deductions, and we didn't plan it this way, but it certainly worked out well because here we are right in our membership drive, and here's Mary Mellon back with us, tax professional from Green Bay. She's been in the business for a long, long time. She and her husband, David, operate Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. Questions for her, give a call at 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Mary, some callers online. So let's take a call or two here. John in Marshfield, we'll give you a chance first. Hi, John.
Hi, Larry. First of all, I'm a monthly sustainer. I've been that for many years. But I got a question for Mary. Mary, with all the changes for 2018 on the federal, how about the other partner? How's the state of Wisconsin? The state of Wisconsin going to address all these changes? Are they or aren't they?
Yes, they are. Many of the changes that the federal is taking, Wisconsin is accepting. There are certain ones that they aren't. And there is a Schedule I that comes out as part of the Wisconsin packet that identifies the changes that Wisconsin does not accept. But for the most part, it appears that Wisconsin is going along with the things that affect Wisconsin returns. Now, itemized deductions, I'm glad you brought that up, because itemized deductions are looked at a little differently on Wisconsin. Wisconsin does not allow itemized deductions, but at the same time uses those numbers for an itemized deduction credit. So even if you can't itemize on the federal, you can still use those numbers towards the state and possibly have a credit, an itemized deduction credit on the state. So when you're keeping track of the numbers, even if you say, I'm not going to get to $24,000, don't discount remembering those numbers, because they can affect the state in a little different way than they do the federal.
Oh, all right. There you go. Thank you, John. Appreciate that call. Nate in Mercer will give you a chance. Hi, Nate.
Hi. I'm asking a question that probably affects a lot of older grandparents. The question is we have custody of our grandchildren. The parents have done nothing to contribute financially for the year. My wife and I would like to claim the grandchildren as dependents. The parents like to claim them because they get earned income credit. Me and my wife's combined income is approximately $85,000. Number one, do we have to get a court order to be able to claim them? Ex-wives as dependents, and financially getting them as dependents, is it worth the fight we're probably going to have with the children?
Yeah. Well, that one, that may involve another lawyer, Mary. What do you think?
Well, first of all, dependency, there are tests for dependency. And the earned income credit is a big factor for people not wanting to ignore the dependency exemption. But as a dependent, generally the parents get the first right of refusal. But let me say that parents and grandparents can both meet the dependency test at once, but parents, if they meet it, will get it first. And obviously, in your case, they take into consideration. But one of the first things to look at is, does the child reside with the parent for more than half the year? If the child does not reside with the parent for more than half the year, then the EIC, even if they want to take it, is not truly eligible for them. So the qualifying child definition says that you look at the child as a relative or member of the household, has to live with the parent more than half the year. The child can't have enough income to provide more than half their support. It doesn't say mom and dad have to support the child, but it says the child can't provide more than half their support. And so, and the child must be under the age of 19 or under the age of 23 and a full-time student for more than half the year, or for, excuse me, more than 5 months of the year. So you have to look at where you fit in that role compared to the parent. If you need it and the parent meets it, they're going to win with the IRS. And if a legal custody battle is what's going on, that tells me that the child might not be living with the parent. And if the child is living with you more than half the year, they can't be living with the parent more than half the year, of course, unless the parent is with you. So I don't know how that fits into your situation, but I hope it gives you some things to look at.
Does that help out, Nate?
Yeah, it helps out a little bit. The grandchildren have been living with us for over a year. We've had legal custody since June.
Okay, so
if they live with you, they can't live with mom and dad, and therefore mom and dad don't meet the qualifying child rules, and mom and dad should not be claiming EIC.
There you go, Nate. Good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call very much. And Chris in Milwaukee will give you a chance. Hi, Chris.
Hello. The reason I'm calling is because of the tax change. I always redo our taxes year-end just to try to mitigate any problems ahead of time before the end of the year. And so one of our relatives is ending up owing quite a bit. That was unexpected. So we're trying to, if a single father who cannot claim the child, we're trying to do whatever we can. We're trying to do whatever we can to reduce those taxes this year.
Okay. So you're trying to reduce the taxes for the father
For the father, right. So he has an income, but he doesn't have, the child is not his dependent, but it doesn't really matter this year because, you know, he'll just get the standard deduction. But we're trying to come up with we're trying to mitigate the taxes that he owes before year end.
Ah.
Okay. Just listening, I have some questions about the child, but beside that, ignoring the child as not being eligible for anything with dad, by the end of the year, does he participate in a pension program through his work?
He does.
If that, I mean, putting more money into the pension before the end of the year would reduce his wages and also the tax accordingly. Putting money into an IRA is eligible. If he is part of an HSA, making contributions to the HSA is another way to reduce income. If he is self-employed, you can look at, you know, purchasing property before the end of the year and maybe writing that off because some of the rules with that have become more generous. But if he earns money and doesn't have the ability to adjust any of those things, there isn't a whole lot you can do.
Yeah.
Back to the child. You're correct. For the non-custodial parent, the child, the dependency exemption is gone. But the child tax credit goes to the parent that claims the child. And so the child tax credit rules have, the child tax credit itself has doubled this year, and the income that you can make and still qualify has also gone up. And so when someone is attempting to get to claim the child, it still makes a difference this year that because of the child tax credit, that even with the dependency being gone, it does make, you know, a substantial difference in the tax rates. So I wouldn't totally write that one off as not being worth, you know, looking into.
Yeah. Chris, does that help?
Well, let me ask. Yes, it does. We already did the HSA, so we're looking at whatever else. What does the non-custodial parent have to do to claim that tax credit?
The non-custodial parent has to have a signed form from the custodial parent that says, I will not claim the child this year. Now, for the custodial parent, they're not going to put that child's name on their tax return. Because, and the dependency exemption is gone, of course, so that doesn't hurt them. They lose the child tax credit, but they do keep the right for the child care credit. They keep the right to use that child to claim the head of household, and the EIC would go to the custodial parent as well, even though that child doesn't appear on their as a name on their tax return. It is a form 8332 that the non-custodial parent needs to have signed by the custodial parent in order to benefit from the child tax credit.
There you go. Thank you so much for that call, Chris. I hope that helped. Mary Mellum, our guest today, tax professional from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Always great to have her come by and talk with us about taxes. We've zeroed in a little on charitable gift deductions, but taking a whole broad range of questions. And every so often, Chris Molina stops by to talk with us, too. And he's here because he's here to help me, actually, because this is your year-end membership drive on the Ideas Network. And you count on us for in-depth talk about issues, and we count on you to keep these discussions going strong. So, boy, your gift right now makes a big difference, both this year and as we head into 2019. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contributions. And how's our dollar-for-dollar match doing?
Well, it's doing pretty well, Larry. You talked about me helping you this hour, but it is our listeners that are helping us. We do have the dollar-for-dollar match still in effect, up to $3,500. There is still money on the table that we can raise, but it happens when you make your pledge. And when you do, you are going to make your support of Wisconsin Public Radio go twice as far. This generous match comes from 9XM Leadership Circle members, including a listener from Burnett, Dale and Winnie Hutchins of DePere, and Doctors Jennifer and Benjamin Frank from Nina. This is their way of encouraging you to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and they're going to double every dollar that you give up to $3,500. Again, we've raised about $1,600. There is space for your pledge, and there is room for you to get your pledge doubled. So double the impact of your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, I think one of the things we have done on this program and during this particular hour and a half is to help people save money in a whole variety of ways, or help them make their life better, or find a better book, a great book to read, or maybe fix their aches or pains or sprains or strains, or just learn about taxes as we are today and how you might save some money at this year and tax time. And we really count on you for not only the questions that you call in. You have great questions when this program is on the air. They're helpful questions not only to you but to a lot of other people. You're supporting us in so many ways, and we now want you to support us financially. If you haven't done it before, this would be a great time to do it. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888 888- 202-2552. Make this program and all the other programs possible. And, you know, I really don't care how much you give. Give what you can. Give the amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your pledge.
And if this has any impact on how much you're going to pledge, let me tell you about one thing that we have going on here today. You can do two good things when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio. Your donation will support the programs that you rely on. And you can ask for one of our food bank gifts. There are options available at $10 or $20 a month, or one-time gifts of $120 or $240.
And these thank you gifts provide meals to those facing hunger in your area. So if you donate, wherever you donate in your area, someone is going to be provided with those meals. But, you know, it all starts with your gift. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Andreka, and I live in Madison. WPR is a great value. Of course, it's free if you can't afford it, but I find that donating makes me feel better because I'm supporting something for people who maybe can't donate right now. And if you are a donor, I really think it's important to become a sustainer. You never have to worry about, oh, God, should I write the check this year or not? It's there, it's ongoing, they've got it in the pocket, and then you've got all that good stuff in your ears.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
You can pledge at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller with Chris Molina. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for us. That's why your support during this year-end membership drive is so important. And if your gift is $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
It is the right amount. And you can get your pledge doubled right now because we do have that dollar-for-dollar match in effect. Maybe you are a new listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Maybe you've been listening for some time. We heard from Ann and Bill and Fond du Lac who say, we have been members and listeners for over 30 years and still enjoying WPR each and every day. Ann and Bill, thank you so much. Again, if you're a new member, new listener, old-time listener, whatever, we're glad to have you, and we need to hear from you during this, our membership drive, and you can get your pledge doubled now. So go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 and make your pledge of support.
And remember, our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. There's still room for your gift to be matched. I think, what is there, about $1,600 maybe, $1,500 left there in that. Still room for you. Give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And consider becoming a sustaining member of Wisconsin Public Radio with your pledge right now. You'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. It's the easiest way to support Wisconsin Public Radio, and it's easy for you. No paperwork, no hassle, just 2 minutes of your time right now and your pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're taking a look at your taxes today here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller with my guest, Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay. She and her husband, David, operate Eschwabenen Tax Professionals. Always great to have her come by. You can join in. The number is 800-642-1234. Love to hear from you. And Jan in Wausau up next with a question. Mary, let's go there. Hi, Jan.
Hey, good morning. And thank you so much for all your programs.
Thank you.
Something I just wanted to add on to your program, especially for those people like me that have turned 70 and a half. I'm a longtime subscriber to Bottom Line. And in the article that I received, it talks about starting in the year in which you turn 70 and a half, the IRS gives a cushion for the first one, allowing you to make your first withdrawal as late as April 1 of the year after the calendar year in which you turn 70 and a half. And I just thought maybe that would be important for other people to know that cushion that IRS is giving.
Jan, thank you. Mary, a comment.
There is a little bit of a little bit that you need to know about that. Yes. In that first year, you have until April 1st of the year following you turn 70 and a half to make that one. But in that same year, you will have to take the one for that year. So in essence, if you take advantage of that extra time, you have two in 1 year, and you have doubled your income in that year. And that's not always a good suggestion.
Ah, all right. That makes sense. Jan, thanks, though, for calling. Appreciate your call. Wayne in Poinette, we'll go to you.
Yeah, I'm retired. My wife's still working. And we just became foster parents. And we got the child in April. First off, do we have to claim the foster payments that we get as earned income? And do we claim the child on our taxes?
Okay. Mary, what about it?
The foster child is not related to you, correct?
She's actually a granddaughter.
Okay. If she's your granddaughter, you may be able to claim her because you could meet the qualifying child rules of the child living with you for more than half the year. Mm-hmm. So you could claim her, and assuming the parent doesn't lived with the child for more than half the year, you would have those benefits eligible for you that we talked about with the dependencies. So it may be your advantage to claim her, not a disadvantage. Foster care payments are taxable income, except IRS has a program that says if they are payments that are provided by an agency, which could be government or private, that you may not have to pick up those payments if you come under that program. Of course, the expenses you would have would not be deductible as well, but that doesn't affect the dependency of the child. So as long as those foster care payments are coming from a qualified agency and the child has been placed with you, you're going to meet the exception of claiming those payments.
There you go. Thank you, Wayne, for calling. Bill in Green Bay, or Nina, Green Bay area, your turn.
Yes. We have a 401k, normal one from work. We want to take advantage of the option of opening a Roth 401k in the same employer.
Yeah.
I'm confused about the 5-year rule. And I would say also we all previously have had for many years, more than five, ordinary Roth IRAs. I'm confused about the 5-year requirement on starting a new Roth 401k.
Okay.
Okay. The 5-year rule for the Roth 401k, or the 5-year rule related to the Roth, says that I have to be involved in the Roth for at least 5 years and have one of the exceptions to make that non-taxable when I take it out. As long as you're looking at putting it in, that 5-year doesn't really make any difference to you. And the only thing that it's going to have, if you set up a Roth 401k through your work, it means that your 401k dollars that you could put away can be divided between the traditional 401k and the Roth. And so you don't get extra. You just decide which way you want it to go, taxable right now or reducing your income right now. But the 5-year rule is not going to affect you until you decide that I want to take the money out of my 401k someday, and it's usually a better idea to roll it into a Roth IRA, rather than taking it out of the 401k as a Roth. There are some advantages to it, but it's on the distribution that you have to worry about that 5 years before you start taking it out.
Ah.
It's not on the contribution.
Gotcha. All right, Bill, thank you for calling. And Dean in Pierce County, your turn.
Hi, I will be turning 70 and a half on January 1. When should I be looking at taking a minimum distribution?
Let's see. There is a rule for January 1 that if your birthday's on January 1, you're considered that age the day before it. So I am thinking following the year you turn 70 and a half. I believe the rule is that you need to take it in the year that you're 70 and a half. I mean, that you'll have to take that out in 2019 because you're considered to have turned 70 and a half.
In 2019?
Actually, you're considered to have, I believe that rule works for you being considered to be 70 and a half in 18, which I guess, without looking at exact writing, what I would say is take that distribution out by April 1st. And I would check with the letter of the law because of the day of your birthday, whether that's going to make you take two in that year. And I, without, you know, having something to read in front of me, it is tricky because there are some rules that say that, and actually it's not your birthday that's on that date. So if you turn 70 and a half, let me change my mind here. If you turn 70 and a half, that doesn't make your birthday on January 1st. It makes you turning 70 and a half on January 1st, which means that you need to take it out for 2019, the year in which you turn 70 and a half. And then you have that window that Jan mentioned earlier that you have until April 1st of the following year to take it out for 2019. So it is 2019 that you have to take it out. It's only when your birthday is January 1st that there are some strange dealings that make you your age the day before. But that's not the case here. So 2019 is your year.
All right. There you go, Dean. Thank you so much for that call. Mary Mellum, and thanks to Mary Mellum, who's going to be with us up till around 12:30 today to talk about your taxes. Mary Mellum, tax professional from Green Bay. Broadcast professional from Wisconsin Public Radio, Chris Molina, joins me again to help out with our listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio membership drive, our year-end drive, big time for you to think about how much you've learned and enjoyed programs in 2018 at WPR. Think about how you want to keep them going strong in 2019, and then go ahead and take some action with your gift at 888-202-2552. Phone that number. Or go to WPR.org. And, you know, we still have some dollar-for-dollar match money out there.
Yeah, you want to talk about programming's or keeping programming going strong. A great way to do it is make your pledge right now because we do have that dollar-for-dollar match still in effect, up to $3,500. We haven't hit that threshold yet, and we've got a couple more minutes to do it, which means we're asking you, pick up the phone right now. Head to WPR.org right now. Make your pledge of support during this year-end membership drive and get your pledge doubled. And this is happening because of some very generous 9XM Leadership Circle members, including a listener from Burnett, Dale and Winnie Hutchins of DePere, and Doctors Jennifer and Benjamin Frank from Nina. So all of this means that your gift of $50 is going to turn into $100, a gift of $100 turns into $200, and so on and so on and so on. You can get your pledge doubled as well, but you need to do it now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Before this hour is up, in the next two or three minutes, as a matter of fact, pick up the phone right now. We are listener supported, and that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this show and many more shows possible. This show, today we're talking about something that can save you some money on your taxes. Hopefully that will lead to you thinking about amount that works for you for WPR, then take a few minutes, make your pledge.
And one of the great things about Wisconsin Public Radio and about this show in particular, and you know, I'm a producer here, which means I write a lot of interview questions, and I write the questions and I put them in front of a host like Larry, and then we do the topic and the phones light up immediately, and Larry takes those great questions that I have and throws them away, and we just go through and we take your questions. And you know what? That's great. That's what makes Wisconsin Public Radio unique, useful, and worth supporting. And we're going to keep taking your calls here until 12:30. I know there are a lot of tax questions out there, and you could get them answered here. What a unique service. It is one that is worth supporting. And hey, if you pledge now, get your pledge doubled. Great way to support programs just like this. WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
December is a special time of year. We asked some people, what are your year-end traditions?
Our family generally gets together at my mom and dad's house, and we just spend time with each other.
Going for a walk in the first snowfall of the year.
Getting out my Hawaiian Aloha Advent calendar, which has a giant Santa Claus in an Aloha shirt and flip-flops.
Make giving to Wisconsin Public Radio one of your year-end traditions. In return, you'll get programs that make you think, laugh, and start conversations all year long. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your pledge. What a great time to do it with our dollar-for-dollar match, Chris.
You know, we've made a lot of progress towards this. There's still just a little bit of money on the table, so there is still time for you to get your pledge in and get it doubled. Support Wisconsin Public Radio. And hey, you know what? There it is right now. My screen just went green. We have hit the match, but it doesn't mean that pledge drive is over. Still plenty of time for you to get a regular pledge in at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your supports.
Taking a look at your taxes today with Mary Mellum of Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals back with us once again. Larry Mueller here. She and her husband David operate Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. They've been doing it for 30 years. They serve people like you and me. They serve tax professionals, do some consulting with them. They teach tax seminars to other tax preparers across the country. You may have a question for Mary about your taxes or maybe about changes in the tax regulations. Maybe you've got something you can't figure out. Give a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234. And you can email us at ideas@WPR.org. We'd love to hear from you. And Mary, I know we've got some other email questions that came in. I'm just trying to dig those out right now. Here's one. Katrina called from Grand Chute. She and her husband have property they'd like to leave to their children, concerned that the taxes on it will not be affordable for them as time goes by. Should they gift the property now? And if they do, what are the tax implications for her and her husband?
Okay. gifting, if you decide to gift the property, you can gift up to $15,000 per person to another person. So if they had one child, they could give $30,000 worth of property without even having to file any returns. If the number is over that, then there is a gift tax return, a 709 form that needs to be filed. But beyond that, unless she and her husband have separately more than $11 million of assets, there's never going to be any estate tax on them. And so gifting it would not cause any tax consequences to them in all likelihood. On the other side, though, the children could have some tax consequences, not of the gift itself, but when you gift something prior to death, the children pick up your cost basis in the property. And so if they were to sell that property, they would have to pay income tax, the difference between what they get from the sale versus
the cost basis, which was mom and dad's original cost basis. If instead of gifting, they decide to keep the property and the children inherit it, then what the property is worth at the date of death is what they use to measure the gain, the difference between that and what they sell it for. And most often, from a tax standpoint, the inheritance is better. But then there is the trade-off. If mom and dad can't afford the real estate taxes and they're going to get rid of the property anyway, then gifting, you know, then if the children want the property, they assume those tax consequences, as well as the real estate tax payments that they would have to make.
Mark emailed to say he's heard that a deduction for work-related mileage is no longer allowed. Can you speak to that?
Certainly. That is one of, Mark is exactly right. The miscellaneous 2% deductions for employees on the Schedule A are gone, which that means that anybody who was claiming mileage and taking a deduction for it, not being reimbursed, but claiming the mileage and taking a deduction as an itemized deduction, will not have that. That's going to affect salespeople. It's going to affect anybody who used that mileage deduction as an employee. Independent contractors, we're not talking about those. But if you are a truck driver who had meal expenses and maybe mileage, and you're an employee of somebody else, that is a big impact on their tax return this year.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah. Anything that fell into the miscellaneous 2% items. And for other people, besides the employment-related, it's also brokerage fees, that if you are someone who has money that's invested with a broker that charges you a fee to manage your money, that fee that the broker charged was oftentimes deductible on Schedule A as a miscellaneous 2% item, and that's not going to be deductible any longer.
Hmm. Okay.
So there are some changes. Just to speak to that, if you are preparing your own tax return this year, I strongly suggest that you start early. The forms have changed. They don't look the same as they did before. So be sure you take a look and start early, because it's going to be a different situation than it was in the past.
Bob in Sparta has a question for you. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, hi. I got a W-2G from a Green Bay casino.
Uh-huh.
And they don't take out federal and state taxes there, apparently. But the W-2G they gave, it says file with form 1096. But I looked at the 1096, and that kind of seems like that's for the casino. They list how many W-2s they're filing and the total amounts or something.
Yes. That's okay. The 1096 is a front page to all of the ones that they file. The W-2G is the amount that you would report as the gambling income, and the gambling institutions are not required to withhold unless that W-2G meets a certain level. And if it meets a certain level, and it's different for different kinds of gaming, whether it's slot machines or Keno or whatever the game happens to be, that level is a different level. So it's not uncommon not to have withholding. You just have to make sure you have enough withholding or taxes paid in to support that.
All right. Does that help, Bob?
They only gave me one. They didn't give me a federal and a state copy, so I can just make a copy and if I'm doing it by paper or
you
if
don't need,
W2G electronically, if I'm doing it electronic.
If there is no withholding, the state doesn't require you to send in the W-2G.
Oh, okay. So you don't
even. And if you're electronically filing, you don't send in the paperwork anyway.
Yeah. There you go.
You just need the one main copy to make sure that you report it correctly.
Bob, thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Randy and Prentice, your turn. Hi, Randy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Larry. A question for Mary regarding my deceased mother's trust and life insurance, and the trust will not be closed by the end of the tax year. I'm wondering about the tax liability for this year and next year on those items.
Okay. Is it life insurance that the trust received?
The life insurance was outside the trust. The trust just okay. will not be closed by the end of the year.
Okay. The trust, did your mother have this trust before she died? And
correct, yes.
It became irrevocable? Okay. So up to the point of death, Mom is reporting all the income of the assets that are in the trust. At the point of death, that trust becomes a standalone entity. And it will report the income that it earns for that part of the year. The trust return is due to be filed by April 15th. And unless someone took distributions from the trust, the beneficiaries of the trust, all of that income will be reported on the 1041 for that trust for that year. And then the next year, that trust would also have an obligation until it's closed. There is another way that you can maybe make it a 1 year, depending on when you close it. But that would require filing an estate, making a special election, which I would strongly suggest that you talk to a professional that might have an opportunity to get it all done in 1 year.
All right. There you go. Thank you so much for that call. Appreciate your call. Are there other types of deductions that we should be paying attention to that we haven't talked about much, Mary?
Well, let me go back to Bob's gambling.
Yeah.
One of the things that did not change is the regular miscellaneous deductions, the non-2%. And there aren't a whole lot of the non-2%, but gambling is one of those. So if Bob has gambling losses that he has kept track of, he would put the income as other income and report the gambling losses to the up to the income on his Schedule A, and that deduction did not change. Other things that you might deduct, one of the things that might help people itemize, and if they do it before the end of the year, is paying that last mortgage payment that's due in January, paying it in December so that it gets reported in December. And sometimes you can have 13 payments in 1 year that you have the mortgage interest on. Mortgage interest rules changed, but the change is the cap on the mortgage is $750,000 of debt, where it was $1 million before. And there is a grandfathering rule that says if you've had this debt, it's probably not going to change anything. But here's the other half of it. If you have home equity interest, it is non-deductible.
Uh-huh.
Home equity interest is anything you use to do something other than buy, build, or renovate your home, and or your second home as well. That counts. That still does. But there are a lot of people who have used their house as a bank to buy a new car and have deducted the interest, and that's not going to work anymore.
Ooh. I'm glad so I'm not in that boat, but
we've had some big changes this year. There are a lot of things that are very positive. The tax rates have gone down. The child tax credit is doubled. More people will be able to claim the child tax credit this year because they've expanded the income levels. But there are also things that are negatively going to affect people as well. So the sooner people look into it, the better.
I would sure agree with you on that. You know, you talked earlier, just one other thing, you talked earlier about federal taxes and affecting Wisconsin taxes. Pat in Pewaukee doesn't need to itemize for federal. Does that have any effect on her Wisconsin taxes? She could still, does she need to itemize for the state taxes?
You should always take a look at it for Wisconsin. In many cases, if your itemized deductions aren't high enough, Wisconsin has long since done away with itemized deductions.
but they have an itemized deduction credit, and it's based on medical and mortgage interest and charity. And if you have those three items, you should always look at your itemized deduction credit, because you might be missing something if you don't.
That makes a lot of sense. Mary Mellum, our guest today, she and her husband, David, operate Ashwaubenon and Tax Professionals. They've been doing it for over 30 years. And as you listen to her, you know she knows what she's talking about. And it's a difficult area. It's a difficult area because things change so much. As you've been learning, as you listen into the show, the taxes do never stay static. They the rules regarding taxes, at least, they're always changing. One thing that hasn't changed a whole lot is the fact that Wisconsin Public Radio is still here. We have been here for a long, long time, over 100 years, and we're going to be here with your help for another 100 or two. Chris Molina with me right now to talk about our program membership drive. We're at the year-end membership drive now, and I hope you'll join in and support the programs you rely on. Programs like this one. We want to finish strong in 2018. Your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 can help that happen.
And we've been doing pretty good so far, Larry. In the last hour, we heard from 33 members. That includes 20 new members, people who made their very first contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio. Thank you so much for that. And we had that dollar-for-dollar match in effect. We hit that. That is awesome. Thank you to everyone who pledged in the last hour. We're still going, though. We still have Pledge Drive happening right now, and we're looking to get 10 pledges in the next couple of minutes or so.
We are listener-powered here at Wisconsin Public Radio. That means that these goals are important. They help us stay on track to fund the programs you count on. So I hope you'll do your part now. Oh, now we've got nine more pledges to go during the last few minutes before 12:30 rolls around. Do it now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You hear us say it all the time, Wisconsin Public Radio. But what does public radio really mean? Well, we're here to tell you that it is listener-supported radio.
And we certainly do appreciate business contributions, federal and state taxes, listener support. It's the largest source of funding for WPR programs, the listener support. So your contribution, any amount, really does matter at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we are in this season of giving, and you can let the impact of your pledge go beyond great radio to those in need in your area. Ask for one of the food bank gifts when you give $10 or $20 a month.
I love this one. Your thank you gift provides meals to a Wisconsin food bank near you, near where you live. You can do two good things at once with your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
On this program, we cover a lot of stuff and a lot of really interesting things as well. Environmental and consumer issues, gardening, how-to topics, Wisconsin authors, Wisconsin food. You get a lot of great information from this program. We talked about taxes today, as you were saying, Larry. A lot of changes in tax law in recent years, and we are breaking down what these changes mean for you, for your bottom line, for your tax burden, and we let you call in any show every day. We rely on you to call in. As I said before, I'm a producer here. It makes my job so much easier when you call in and ask great questions that I never would have thought of. This is a great service, and it's all possible because of your financial support of Wisconsin Public Radio. So support this program and all the other programs you enjoy here on the Ideas Network with your pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And the beauty of making a voluntary contribution to support WPR programs is that, frankly, you get to decide how much to give. So, hey, consider a gift of $100 or $200 a month. Why not?
Why not? That might be what you pay for cable or your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something that you do every day, so put a value on it, like other things that are important to you, and then make your pledge at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Now let's admit it. Sometimes we spend money on silly things.
I blew my $8 on this cable. I've got another cable just sitting around the house doing nothing.
Postage to send a care package to my son in Texas that was outrageously expensive.
It might have been dryer sheets on Amazon.
It's pretty easy to make a questionable decision about how we spend our money, and it can be just as easy, and not a bad idea, to make a few sound investments along the way, like supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. Listener support is the single largest source of funding at WPR, so make a sound investment with your gift to WPR right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Chris Molina with me today. I'm Larry Mueller, raising the money that keeps Wisconsin Public Radio and all the programs you enjoy on the air. And maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. We appreciate and we count on your gift.
And Larry, I was laughing because I related to what I just heard in that little bit there about buying a cable and having it be useless. I went to buy an extension cord from the hardware store yesterday to finish my Christmas light display. And I bought the only one I could find that was an outdoor extension cord. And of course, it was a 3-prong and I had a 2-prong thing in the lights and it just wasn't going together. And I just thought, man, what a waste of money. Well, we're here to tell you that you're never going to have that feeling with Wisconsin Public Radio. You're never going to say, oh man, what a waste of money, because you're going to get great programs every single day with your pledge. So that's why we are asking for your support right now. We are still looking for about 8 more pledges in the next couple of minutes or so.
We are listener powered here at WPR, and that means that your pledge right now at WPR.org or by phoning 888-202-2552 helps pay for the programs you rely on. It really does make a difference.
And there are so many things to love about Wisconsin. It's a beautiful state. The parks, the forests, the rivers are some of the best things about living here.
And we like to think of WPR as part of what makes Wisconsin special, like a natural resource, something that's available to everybody, something that's fundamental to life here in the state. With your pledge, you keep WPR a strong resource that everyone can enjoy. So I hope you'll contribute right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Help keep Wisconsin Public Radio strong as we enter 2019. Consider becoming a first-time donor if you've never pledged before. We've got 2 pledges in the door since 12 o'clock, both of which are first-time pledgers. Thank you for taking that important step from becoming a listener to becoming a member. You are now part of the community. How about you join the Wisconsin Public Radio community with your first ever pledge? Say $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever amount you choose, it's the right amount. Just make that pledge right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you ask a WPR member why they give, they're probably going to tell you it just feels better to listen to WPR when you do give. It feels good to know you're part of making something special happen, which is pretty cool.
I mean, it is really cool, and you are so important to what we do. I mean, we could not bring you these programs day in and day out without your financial support, without your listenership, without everything that you bring to us. So join us in making great radio. It is possible with your support. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you've already given once this year, maybe you've made a donation, do like me. I'm going to give another donation. Mm-hmm. What about you? It's a great way to do it. Contribute a little bit more now to make this drive successful. You'll support the programs you enjoy every day. How do you do it? Well, you go to WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.